This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Supreme Court has ordered that no fresh suits would be registered under the Places of Worship Act in the country. It also ordered that in the pending cases, no final or effective orders would be passed till further orders of the Apex Court. A special bench headed by CJI Sanjeev Khanna asked the union government to file within 4 weeks of its reply to the clutch of petitions challenging the validity of the 1991 Act, which prohibits the filing of a lawsuit to reclaim a place of worship or seek a change in its character from what prevailed on 15th August 1947. The bench, also comprising Justices Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan, appointed advocates Kanu Agarwal, Vishnu Shankar Jain and Ejaz Maqbool as nodal counsel to make compilations of pleadings on behalf of the union, the petitioners and the party supporting the act. The Lok Sabha passed the Disaster Management Amendment Bill 2024. The bill amends the Disaster Management Act 2005 and intended to strengthen the efficient working of the National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, and the State Disaster Management Authority, SDMA. The bill empowers the NDMA and SDMA to prepare the disaster plan at national level and state level instead of the National Executive Committee and the State Executive Committee. The bill also empowers the state government to constitute a separate urban disaster management authority for state capitals and cities with a municipal corporation. The bill will provide for creation of disaster database at national and state level. Replying to a debate on the bill, Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai said the bill will ensure that effective mitigation and preparedness measures are undertaken. Allegations and counter-allegations made by opposition and Treasury bench MPs on various issues yesterday marred the proceedings of Rajya Sabha. However, Lok Sabha also witnessed disruption during the pre-lunch session, but it conducted a smooth business post-lunch. The Treasury bench raised the issue of alleged links between the Congress leaders and US-based George Soros Foundation in both the houses. Meanwhile, the opposition parties protested over the bribery charges against the Adani Group, demanding joint parliamentary committee probe. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, conducted searches at 19 locations in 8 states across the country in a Jaish-e-Mohammed JEM terror conspiracy case. According to the agency, several incriminating documents, electronic devices, including mobile phones, pen drives, CDs, hard disks, were seized during the searches. The agency said that the searches were conducted at the premises of suspects or close aides of an accused Sheikh Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi, who is a Jaish-e-Mohammed operative. The NIA said that he was taken into custody in October this year for disseminating propaganda material associated with a terrorist outfit. The agency added that he was radicalizing and recruiting youth into the Jamaat outfit inspired by JEM. Congress Party yesterday released its first list of 21 candidates for the upcoming Delhi Legislative Assembly elections. The party has fielded its Delhi President Devendra Yadav from Batli Assembly constituency, Sandeep Dixit from New Delhi Assembly seat, Harun Yusuf from Balimaran seat, Ragini Nayak from Wazirpur, Abdul Rahman from Seelampur and Anil Bhardwaj from Sadar Bazar Assembly constituency. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed happiness over President of Brazil Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's successful surgery. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that President Lula is on the path to recovery and has wished him continued strength and good health. Indian Grandmaster Domaraju Gukesh became the youngest chess champion in the world. Gukesh made history as he clinched 18th World Chess Championship, defeating Ding Liren of China in the 14th and the final match of the FIDE World Chess Championship in Singapore. With the endgame dragging out into the 5th hour, Ding made a blunder in the 55th move, which cost him the match and the crown. India has joined 157 other nations in supporting a United Nations General Assembly resolution demanding an immediate, unconditional and permanent ceasefire in the war-torn Gaza Strip. And that is the end of this news bulletin.